In our fourth year of telephone entertainment for Southern California, this is feedback in North Hollywood, Van Nuys, and Los Angeles. Feedback. This week on Feedback, with the tape issued the evening of October 20th through, 24th, if that's Friday, of 1980. And, well, I've done something here which I really haven't done in, it's got to be more than a year. I really don't, well, I lost some comments, okay? All right, that's fine, okay? I lost some comments. I accidentally, I think, well, I can't locate them, so I think I erased the tape that had some comments on them. So, come on, we're all entitled to mistakes. That's right.
Ryan W. Feedback blew it.
That's right. So, listen, if you left your comment, okay, as always, we usually have comments left over. If you left your comment after last Monday being when the tape was issued, then we probably have it. If you left it prior to Monday and it wasn't heard on the previous tape 2 weeks ago, then it's probably been lost. It's either been erased or it's lying around here somewhere in the studio. So I really don't know. So if you don't hear it, leave it again. That is, if you if you left it last week, you know, after Monday, then when the tape was issued, then we probably have it. At the end of this tape, I'll let you know whether or not we have alleviated all of the comments. I don't know how many we've got here, but we're going to delve right into it right here. This week on the supplementary line, I don't know what's happening. I had some technical problems with the originally regularly scheduled tape, so that's not going to be on. Maybe I'll slip on feedback 1 year ago this week. So that's the supplementary line, 765-6000 from the West Valley, 994-7799. There's also a new number in Orange County for, hey, the wrong number. Remember that one? It's area code 714-545-7322. Once again, area code 714-545-7322 for the wrong number. I think that's all the number activity going on right now. And nothing really else exciting to report, so we'll get right into the meat, so to speak, of this recording this week on Feedback.
Hi, this is Irina from Granada Hills, and all I wanted to know, Brian, was when I heard the other tape a few weeks ago, I heard that you were playing some blackjack game, and you didn't seem to win. Now I want to know if you really got paid that guy $10, or did he pay you? Now, who was the winner? I don't know. Goodbye.
Well, that was a year ago. You heard that on an old Feedback tape on a supplementary line. And I don't know. No, we were never playing a game. That's the mind of Stephen Z. Just, well, you know, kind of rolling around there.
Casey Marino would play it. There's a few replies to comments that I heard on the tape issued October 12th. I guess people don't like general telephone.
No.
Me being in general telephone myself, I can speak for many of the screw ups that go on around here. The one thing that always bugs me is that when I try to make a call, and all of a sudden I notice that there's no voltage, no battery on the line, nothing. Can't use my touch tones, and all I hear is KMTC coming out of the phone. I swear to God, every time voltage is dropped, I hear KMTC. Now maybe it has something to do with the fact that the transmitter is interfering. But for some reason, I can hear it on more on the right track line than I can hear it on my parents' line. Anyway, I had another comment, but I couldn't remember what it was.
Hey! Hey, you! Albert A! Yeah, you ass breath! What's it about, Freeman being fired? Now, come on! Now, what did the little twerp do this time? fart. Give him back his job, for crying out loud.
Yeah, about Burt Beverly Hills, the history telephone. Entertainment. Well, I kind of like that day. It's pretty good. But I was wondering, this on this week's tape, the one that's on right now, he mentioned about the Jane Dixon horoscope number. Is that number still up? If it is, I'd appreciate it, Brian, if you could, like, slide me the number. And if it isn't up, what was the number? Thank you.
First of all, it's in New York, and I believe the dial-it service information there is area code 212-976-1000 for the New York dial-it service numbers.
Hello, this is Keith from Studio City. It's 7:04 p.m. on the 13th of October, and I just wanted to ask one simple question. What in the hell is the 900 dial-it number? Thank you.
A new nationwide mass calling public announcement service offered by AT&T incorporating the new area code 900. It will provide public announcements. The only thing working in it right now is the national sports line. They will also implement in the future nationwide horoscopes, possibly nationwide weather forecasting, all that good stuff. All right. It's 50 cents per call to find out the current numbers that are available in the 900 area code. Call toll-free 900-555-1212. Inside the 213 area code, hey, don't forget to dial 1 first. All right? Yeah.
Right. Hi, this is Karen Van Nuys, the one that likes the Grateful Dead. And I would like to say that marijuana should be legalized. Because it's up to the individual if they would like to smoke pot or not. Even you rednecks out there that don't smoke pot, don't you think it's up to the person if they would like it or not? I mean, come on. Aren't you sick of the damn government controlling our lives like little robots? Like, I mean,
like
wow.
Robots. Robots.
No sex, no drugs, no wine, no woman, no fun, no sin, no you, no wonder it's dark. Everyone around me is a total stranger. Everyone avoids me like a rhinestone ranger. Everybody. That's why I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
Oh, wow. I was trying to get McDonald's. Sorry.
I'm going to tell you the story about Steve Blueblind and Lori Montadella. Their eyes met across a plate of stuffed chicken breasts. They gazed at each other achingly, agonizingly, throbbingly. Their hearts pounded with desire. The cheeks tingled with emotion. Was it true love or merely indigestion?
Hold on. Hey, look. I want to tell you, people. Now, let me say that this is Palmer, I don't really, you know, watch baseball either. I really don't. I'm what? Whoever, whatever, schmoe, pardon me. What's that? I don't watch it yet. I really don't, you know. I mean, what do I do? I do other things than watch. I don't even watch baseball. I do it the dual face way. I mean, if you want to get on to 506 power, but I mean, you know, I thought a good one, Brian. I did like the joke with the operator. Who'd you get to play the role? Tell her she's hired for my next pick. You know, but, you know, seriously. Oh, by the way, people, Hope for President, October 28th on NBC. Bob Hope for President. We need an American original. Let's vote for him, will you?
Two things. Southern California, the kid next door, it's feedback at 92-6669. And don't forget the feedback supplementary line at 765-6000. That's right. You can call either of these any time of the day and bother Brian W. Feedback. And if you want to call him on his personal number, you can just call information and ask for it because he'll tell you that they don't have it or they'll give you one instead. And there's another thing. You can buy this beautiful waffle stomper, which is $16.99 from Delco. That's right. Delco's darn new waffle stomper. It goes under your telephone and makes waffles. Two picture phones. And if you believe that, then I'm Louis T. Balsam. Bye.
Hi, this is Faith at South Pasadena, articulating on October 14th at 12:27 a.m. Well, I just thought I'd talk a little bit to you guys about the telephones. Well, first of all, between the Bell System and GTE, I think that as far as the quality of the phones is concerned, they're both pretty bad. I mean, they're boring. And I think the neatest phones are made by ITT. They have their Ultrafone 80, it's like a pull-out phone, and they have all sorts of neat designs. I thought that was pretty trippy myself. They're more personalized telephones besides the standard push-button and dial phones put out by Bell System and GTE. I figure if they're cheap anyway, then why not, you know, why waste your money on stupid cheap phones and blow it on something sort of interesting? ITT has the flip phone, and the sounds they make are sort of weird, too, those electronic buzzers. Well, anyhow, then I was hearing about the rate increase by the Bell System. Well, I think that because of the rate increase, I don't think they should charge for information, because I can see why they'd want you to use the phone books and stuff, but a lot of people, I want to make, you know, they want to find out numbers out of their city limits. Most books only have numbers of the city's surrounding, I mean, nearby surrounding, and of their city. And because of the rate increase, I think that this should be free. I mean, because the prices are pretty high to begin with, not let alone that they're higher. And that phone companies don't provide as much service as they should, I don't feel, anyhow. So that's my comment for October 14th at now 12:29. Thanks, Brian. Oh, and by the way, how are your sexual overtones?
What? Oh. Pass. 60% approximately of the calls made to directory assistance are for numbers that are served and listed in the customer's home telephone directory. Once again, that's what your 20 call allowance would be for numbers outside of your directory area. And how many of those do you make a month? Really, okay, it may sound like I'm for them and all this good stuff, but really, I don't think anyone can come up with a really pressing, standing, good, valid reason why they shouldn't charge. I mean, after all, you know, use your telephone book, and if you make a lot of requests for particular areas outside of your area and inside the 213 area, hey, run on down to the luxurious phone center store and pick yourself up a few directories. Why not exercise your right and get something free, all right? And it's fun, really. Look them up in the directory. I mean, use your directory. They're fun to look at and fun to read. And, you know, I'm easily amused. Why can't you be?
Sorry, Brown Eyes again. Brian, the people at directory assistance, or 411, whichever you want to call it, have special phone books made for their uses. If you have listened to the recording at the beginning of the tape on the 411, it says if you cannot find a number that is not listed in your phone book, not that if you're so blind that you can't find it, it's not listed, and you can look for yourself. Don't call directory assistance. Tell me what page it's on. I'll look it up. And if I'm wrong, which I doubt, I will admit it on the line. And if you are wrong, do admit it. This has been a comment from an even more angry Barry Van Eyes.
Oh, why do I always have to hear from this turkey on the end of side one every week? Hang on.